asking, "Use the restroom." "That's for staff only," the clerk says, as the man starts to fume. "I'm not so young anymore, and I really have to go. And if I get backed up, it will really disrupt my flow. God forbid you ever have to walk a mile in his shoes. Then you really might know what it's like to have to poo. Then you really might know what it's like, what it's like. Then you really might know what it's like, what it's like. Then you really might know what it's like, what it's like. Then you really might know what it's like." John bought a large beef burrito and he had it for a snack. He washed it down with some soda and had a gas attack. 5 minutes later, he was sitting there on the can. Passing gas like this just wasn't part of the plan. He sat there and painstakingly managed to squeeze one out. It was not a fun night for him, there is no doubt. God forbid you ever have to walk a mile in his shoes. Then you really might know what it's like to have to poo. Then you really might know what it's like, what it's like. Then you really might know what it's like, what it's like. Then you really might know what it's like, what it's like. Then you really might know what it's like. I've seen rich men beg for a dime for a pay toilet. Whatever else you might say, it made for an interesting vignette. I've seen it all by now, and I know my body pretty well. And although BMs are not a thing on which I like to dwell, last week I went to a restroom in a public park. Squeezed one out in the shape of a question mark. I started to wonder if this was some kind of a sign, or maybe I should just write a song about Chase Milkstein. I took a pic of it, I was glad that I had my phone. And I shared the pic so my turd would be well known. And I was glad there was a public restroom I could use. Otherwise I wouldn't know where to drop a deuce. But God forbid you ever have to walk a mile in my shoes. Then you really might know what it's like to have to poo. Then you really might know what it's like.